So, well, we actually still doing the sugar. So we still have to replace the sugar on the base, the last basis. And then we have to get till the end of the command, the gold green every day. We have to see that long with our skill. Premier will be learning the brief on this, on the sugar. And I'm back. That's the top of it. There's a lot that we have to see that's not on the page. So we added on this extra shape today in order that it should be trying to make sure it should be up to date with everyone. So the last place is on the page. Don't mention that. Let's remind ourselves a quick recap of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Robert a Shaila, in a case when you have a tree that got pushed down the hill by the animal, do you look at the thing that pushed it and that was the animal? Do you say no? The breakage happened when it was disconnected from the animal and therefore it should be serious. The Gemara said, why can't we prove it from Rabbah? What did Rabbah say? Rabbah said, somebody threw a Klimarisha Gag and the second guy comes and breaks it. Bottle. Why? Why is the second guy bottle? Because it's already broken. First guy already broke it. So you see that you go past the Mikor, you see the first guy would be the one who was saved because he's the one that broke it. And that's why the second guy is a potter. He broke something which is broken already. That is what the Gemara brought around. Says this. Zohar Kim Rejigaj. Says this. Zohar Kim Rejigaj. Yeah. Dim Zohar Kim Rejigaj. Alakvi. If somebody throws a stone or an arrow on the kli. The kli wasn't thrown out the window, it wasn't thrown from the rooftop, but somebody rather threw a stone at the kli. Somebody else came and preempted that stone and he went and smashed this kli. What's the din in that state, in that situation? So now we've been speaking about first taken. The clear any action through it, and if you want to vote it, make sure the Morris there.
Yeah.
We need the one we're doing the last place is in a couple of minutes. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So the Morris Rabbi himself is talking about a case where you take the clear any action through off the rooftop. But what would be if you didn't take the clean through off the rooftop, but rather you took a stone, somebody took a stone to throw it and break the kli. And somebody preempted that. And he broke the kli. Who's the one chayiv then? Would the second guy be potter or not? So this is pshita chayiv. It's possible the second guy is chayiv. You cannot consider the kli to be broken already. Understand the difference? Guy threw a kli out the window. We say the kli's already broken. If a guy's throwing a rock at the kli, that kli's not broken. Now let's give out two lines first. They're just going to say it's mukhaf in the sugya that way. But since this is first word on the line of the svara pshuta. To differentiate between somebody throwing a kli and somebody throwing something at the kli. Somebody throwing a stone and somebody throwing something at the kli and somebody throwing the kli itself. Yeah, let's try that one again. So, absolutely, the chalik bin zoek even somebody throwing a stone at the kli, the zoek the answer is somebody throwing the kli itself. So, what's the svar of shuta? I mean, this is possible. I didn't even feel the need to explain it to us. Why is this svar shuta? Why is this svar shuta? Maybe you threw the kli, oh, then it's considered you broke it. Maybe if you threw something at the kli, then you didn't break it. What's the svar? Anyone?
The major distinction between the kli, which is about four levels above grade, which is broken from the fall, and it's going to be that you're going to run state. But one is broken, and something prime water. So the speed and then money is okay. And then the third thing is not.
What exactly is your village? What's the village that you're saying?
It's not treated as broken until the death is done.
Right. Yeah, that's the dip. That's what it's saying to Jesus. If it's something thrown at it, then it's not considered proven. If it was thrown out, then it is considered proven. That's the chiluk tosef. But what is the reason? What's the source? So you start saying something. I didn't understand you. You finish off. You start saying a chiluk. What's the chiluk? I mean, the din, I know the difference. But why is that? He was almost spitting it down. As it's falling, it's also at the moment still whole.
But it's so now to do it, it will not, we don't think for now that it will increase the program.
I think Rabbi Yaakov is saying the vod. I think so. Rabbi Yaakov is saying that the difference between somebody that did a meiser shvir, if the guy threw it out, he did an act of damage of something which is ushering safely. It's going to fall and break. So when he threw out that window, it's if that thing's already broken. Why? Because this act is an act which will definitely break it. The Mela, it's considered a broken tree. The Mazik already did the Maisa Mala. A shaking something which hasn't been thrown out, something coming towards it. So nothing's happened to this tree yet. You can't say this tree is considered already something broke it. Because it, nothing happened to it. Somebody threw something at it, which means it will break. But since no act has happened to this actual tree, you can't consider that you already did Mice and Mum. John Tilly already did an act of breaking the tree if he didn't do anything to the tree at all. That's a chiluk. That's a chiluk. So, I'm sure that's very good. Hydrochloric acid,
yeah,
and it was storing it well. It wasn't, and no leakages whatsoever. Everyone's walking underneath it, feeling fine and well. Once it lands, then you have a hydrochloric leak. Yeah.
We also made a distinction if it wasn't for the concept of Svarab.
This is the Svarab shooter.
Based on
Svarab, no, if it's a Svarab Shuta, that means it's a Svarab, which is the opposite. You can ask your son in the school, the Svarab Shuta. They think it's more from the Sugya that way. That's why I speak that way if you like, because if they say it's the Svarab Shuta, that means Svarab Shuta. So the Chedek is like the next thing, I'm afraid to say like that. There's something called a Maisa Mavi. If I could tell them how to find the actual deal of a Maisa Mavi, then you can say the kids are already broken. So I took a key and I shut down the window. That act is an act of damage because it lands or breaks. So this act is a bottom of the car. This act was an act that mommy smashes it. So this key is broken. If I throw something at something, I haven't done anything to this key. Something will happen to this key. Will happen, it can't be considered. That's already happened. And therefore, it's not my filter choice. So maybe if somebody throws an arrow at a flea, so it will break, and somebody else goes and breaks it first. But well, he's tired, the second guy's tired, because he broke the flea. First guy didn't break the flea. And then we have the issue we had yesterday, a big discussion. Yeah, very big discussion. We had yesterday a shit, and about very nice. Mice is not worth very much. He could maybe play it a little bit. Yeah. It's definitely tried something, and it seems he's tried the entire thing. The child is widely tried the entire thing, and that's
because at the time that he bought it, it wasn't wrong. How
much would you pay for it? How much would you pay for it?
For the entire rock,
how much would you pay for it?
Maybe
the full value.
Yeah,
you have to put yourself a life at risk trying to catch it from the arrow.
Okay, so it's
it might not be just a little bit. And also you have to go very, particularly very acrobatically with the catch in time. Whatever it is, it's not full price, right? We're arguing about numbers. It's not full price, it's not full price. It must be a captivated full price. That's the catch on stuff. I'm very, very busy with I broke the whole clean. I have to replace the whole clean, irrelevant of its cost. But the chiddush in how to search mishnah and get the elements in. The chiddush in how to decide how much a person has to pay. That's the chiddush. Yeah. Yes.
How much please now? Forgive me.
I don't know.
If a person under the impression that something happened to an item, and he was going to get ish.
You must come to Moshe Peretz. You said that yesterday. That was a great question. Yeah. You throw something out of the window, you would see it. So Lutin said that there's Moshe. Moshe said, yeah, but you should have been done. And what happens if you don't know about it? You would have been Moshe if you didn't know about it. Do we hold that it's Yush or not? And Rob actually is opinion in Tuesday. Therefore, that's Moshe Peretz's count. Question of yesterday. Why should you have to pay anything? Is there any miyash? Yeah, great question.
No, the question is whether or not you keep it like a dream bird, you want to just keep it. A dream bird. He caught it instead.
Right.
He's stable instead.
On the other side as well.
He does.
Yeah. The other side. I mean, Yeah. Very good. Lots of other good questions. Very good. English as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the next question? Okay, very good. Now, I don't know what that is usually done. So, Mr. Peretz's question. I don't know, I don't remember that it's a very strong question.
Do we have an obligation to try to help and save the items?
Then, if you can help somebody save the items, you have to. If you can. We're ignoring your question because the whole sugya is not going to like a question, right? The sugya says something does it, then only because you're supposed to be car, the first guy is tired. Otherwise, the second guy wouldn't be tired. Ask what, why should I be? I usually do that. So that question is a question. It depends on the mind. We'll have to find an answer to that. Whatever the answer will be, it will be filled with that all those sugya. The faith is here, it's going along with the Gemara. For some reason, that question, we don't have an answer for it. Remember, that question is answered.
Can I put a clarity question there?
Yes, sure.
You'll be saying, you push a clarity question about the IH. Is that only on the case of dropping the sleeve, or that also being the rock in the corner?
It's exactly the same.
It's a confusion.
Any question?
Oh, really? Yeah. You might be denied about the sleeve.
I'm not Miyash, I'll be able to claim my money back. So therefore, by you breaking it, you broke it something which I could have got my money back from. Yeah, very good, Jabaki. Very good.
Yeah. It's almost like that the haystack and the guy sees the fire company and covers it up and then by defeating his claim, you know, that's what the viability would be.
Right. Very good. Jabaki, very good. Yeah, I just have to work on the hooks up exactly.
Yeah.
That's the right kimono. It is a definite kimono. So now we miss out three lines of places. Now we have to do them. The basic sentence is far short of the machana between if you throw the key itself or if an arrow was thrown towards it. Remember the law written by Purim, right? You'll see this was the place. This was the sugya. Why it says, he said over to the Rogachov. Why we spoke about it then, must come up. But it says by the Rogachov, it says in the Gita Esther that Haman went to Ahasuerus. He was putting it on Mordechai. And then we know what happened with his daughter, threw on top of it a whole bunch of dirty water. And it says, and then he looked up earlier, and she saw it was him, and she jumped. And it says he was Ovid the Chafui Ruish. He was an Ovil, because his daughter died. And he was Chafui Ruish, because he was covered with dirt. So the question is, it's the wrong order. In chronological order, it was first Kapui Roish, first his head became dirty, and that caused his daughter to jump out. So then it was Ovid, then his daughter left and jumped. So the answer is up here, this place. The Ovid jump. Regarding the woman that jumped out from the window, from when is she considered dead? From the moment she jumped. But regarding Haman, that was walking underneath, and he was about to receive something. When did he? When is it considered he received on his face? Only when he received it. So he had looked up and saying the storyline. He had looked up. She was probably shouted as she threw up. He looked up. She had already thrown the jump, and she realized what's going to happen to her father. She jumped. So she was dead already considered mace, and he was considered not. He was still clean at that moment. Until a few seconds later, he landed on his own. He goes, Ovid, and then I'll be this small shoot of places. There we go. And the thing that it is on, like Yaakov said, it's on the way down. Something's happened to it. So it, there's something wrong with it. It's broken. He's dead. And regarding the war thing, which was about to land, a feet or the enemy is going to land on it, hasn't yet landed. So he's still clean. Until after it was accomplished. The Rogachov, it's not my fault, but the Rogachov did it. I'll be tasted. So very good. So I'm sure to, not even put it there. It's real Eretz to Kutera. You could even say it just before Eretz to Rishon.
That's incredible. That's what's about to come to this place.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so now what is Tasted's middle line? So Tasted says, Veloy Shayek can, you see where we are, the first word in the line is the Chay. The Shayach can monotribir tome. We're going back three lines. The Shayach can monotribir tome. You can't say if a stone is being propelled towards the Kli, you can't say the Kli is already broken. If you would say, even in this case, and we would say, when the guy threw the stone, if he broke it already, you will never find a tourist. The idea of Chatzi Nezek. Why is Chatzi? Why is tourists? The holy sign of tourists was that the thing is disconnected from him. That's the holy sign of tourists. It wasn't the animal that did it, it didn't break it straight away. It hit stones and the stone damaged it, meaning that the Kli was broken, disconnected from the animal. Now, if you're going to see Bosomy Carve, and it means the minute that animal kicked, that split second the animal kicked that stone, it's as if it broke the Kli. If we're going to say when something throws a stone towards the Kli, it's as if the Kli is already broken, then the animal kicking the stone towards the Kli, it's considered that the animal broke the Kli straight away. So it's considered, it's not disconnected from the animal. This act the animal did was an act of breaking of the Kli. Why should it have been empty? The holy soul of Chatzi Nezek is just that since that the Kli got broken, somewhat indirectly, means it wasn't connected to the animal, it was disconnected from the animal when the Kli broke. It was disconnected from the animal when the Kli broke. The Mamela, it was disconnected from the Kli from the animal when the Kli broke. The Mamela was saying, oh, sorry, Chatzi Nezek. But if the animal kicked it with its leg, how much do you pay? And it's not disconnected. If you possibly go out, then shall the min dan will kick the stone. It's another way of kicking and breaking the kli. Because bosom in go, that kli was broken when that kli break. And that second, when he kicked the stone, the kli was broken. So he didn't even die. If so, it shouldn't be Katinezek. And if we see find Katinezek, we see that it's not considered the kli broken now. And so Jesus. So it's a small shoulder, but it's more. Yeah, sure.
So I'm having a little conceptual issue now.
Because
either upgrade or downgrade. Okay, so how does that work now? Given the shot from Tokyo, it doesn't seem to not, it doesn't fit.
No, of course it
fits.
Oh, shot is like it. And we learned that really interesting as a shot. An animal, even when it's disconnected, it should be an ethic shot because Kofi should pay for it. Should pay an ethic shot, a person doesn't go to time ethic shot. Really, the animal should pay an ethic shot. But there's a hilchus, so that tells you you only pay half. Now, where was that hilchus set? The hilchus are lower than half. But where was that hilchus set? Where was it set? It wasn't for the group. What was it said? I'm curious. Once I get up to it, I can understand the hilchus now. The choice is disconnected. And it will be selected. So if it doesn't connect it to the electronic. If it's disconnected from the animal, then the hill system says, despite the fact that radiation pain has electronic, we lower it to capsulate. And that's because it's disconnected. If you would say it's possibly cut off, there's no difference between animal kicks it or the animal kicks its own. In both ways, he broke that immediately. So why should there be any difference between? They should not. And it says, if you find it is a difference, there's a difference between Troyos and Troyos. Why? Because Troyos is considered a case of disconnect. The animal broke the knee in a way that's disconnected from the animal. This is not connected to the animal, although it should be in the journey, it was going to count for him. And that's just.
Where's the question there about the.
Rava's stopping is something in between. He kicked it with his leg, so it wasn't via another thing, but it was disconnected. So do we say it's like terrorists because it was disconnected, or do you say it's not like terrorists because it was a physical connection with it? I don't know. Rava's going to suffer when you kick the actual key, and the key's going to break. Do you say bodily car? Or do you say not? Maybe you throw a stone towards the knee and nothing happens to the knee. Like if you actually say, when the animal kicked the knee, he did something with the knee. Could be considered a mighty smear. Actually, only broke disconnected later on. Soften, you have to look at it. If you kick a stone and that stone's going to break another knee, that knee is definitely still shot. Must be. Because if you're going to say that, if you're going to say that it is already broken, it shouldn't be a Muslim concern. Right? Very good. That's Tesis Zarki. Quick, Hadara Tesis told us one Chiddush that although we've got something in the Gemara, that maybe the third clear, maybe you say it's possibly car, maybe you say the third clear out the window, it's considered broken already. Rabbi said you do, and Rabbi said there's a topic about it. Maybe it's called Bosley Car, but that's only because the Kli itself, something happened to the Kli. They the Kli standing still, something being propelled towards it, nothing was done to the Kli itself, that Kli is definitely still shot. And the value of somebody else goes and breaks it, they'd have to pay for it. So it says, Mucha from the Sukkot. But if you're going to say that even when you propel a stone, it considers if it broke straight away, there shouldn't be any difference between Sirius and anything else. Even Sirius should be Nezik Shalim, and yet we know Sirius is Nezik Shalim. Must be because Sirius, if Shalim, the key was still there. And therefore it was disconnected. The breakage was disconnected from the mind of the sugar. Hello?
Does people say
Sirius
and
Nezik Shalim? Sirius and Nezik Shalim. Ah, sure. It's all, it's not giving sense. Total popular demand going nine.
Gemara.
Right. We can now do the Gemara right. Yossi, before you walked in, I said that we have a hinder. We have a tochnir to what we have to get through in the sugya. We have to get to all the Gemara, to the end of the Olam Hinei Renei. And we have to learn the Rig and the Rambam. And then we feel that we've got on a basic level. So tell the Gemara right.
We have a question.
Yes, sure.
And Rashi. So the Rashi that says the shofar of the Malkum, and Rashi says Kolam Shanah. What's the Kiddush of Rashi? Why is it coming?
Yeah, because if the person would smash it once it's already broken, take a stick and break it more, obviously it wouldn't be chayim. We're obviously talking about the person broke it before it actually landed and broke. When he broke it, it was still shot. That's it. If you read the Gemara simply, what happens? It breaks. And somebody else came along and broke it with a stick. So in that case, obviously, the two things. If when it landed, it was broken, then obviously the second guy is not going to be chayim the plow for breaking it a second time. It's not happening. More, if it didn't break when it landed and somebody else went in and broke it, obviously the first guy wouldn't be chayim. So if you read the Gemara simply, Zohar Klima Reisha Gad, Zohar Klima Reisha Gad, what happened to it now? And then somebody came and smashed it. Why? The first guy's chayim for that. Why? He threw it, he didn't break. That's like how Kiddush Barachim Sudan. Yeah, it's true he did a mice ethic, but only be actually breaks in there. He threw it from the Risha Gag, landed on the floor and didn't break. Why? Whatever, it didn't break. Long comes on the other and smashes it. Who's gonna be tied? Yeah. Obviously the second guy, not the first guy. And the other rabbit said Popo. The first guy's fine. But that's because it's still before he landed he smashed. He got there beforehand. And that's the thing. Do we say that the first guy broke it because when he left the town it should have broken? Or, no, the mice is the second guy, the one I said. And the Rabbah said it's the first guy. You're the aura, and that's the answer. Not the Gemara. So we're left at the moment at the state of the Gemara. Rabbah is possible to it, Rabbah's not sure. Toshima, Hindus, Unimut, Beisham has a mood. Hindus means fancy. Hindus is not a mood, Vishnu has a mood. Some people say it is a mood. What's the need in the form? Hindus is not good. Hindus is the normal thing to do. Havada is a mood. Elalav, Hindus, Vihitiz. This machlik means it was dancing and Hitiz. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Hindus, let's see three Rashi. Hindus, Rikitiz, Tanagon, it was dancing. They're normal. So Gilgal is rolling the clear, the water after. Finish by and broke. So what happened? Hindus hit it. It knocked the clean the clear all down. Mandamamud. The Nezik Shalim, the one that says he made Nezik Shalim, Soma. Also make cars in. He holds that when the animal kicked them, they did all down here. He broke in that moment. He paid no big shot in. Back to the Gemara, last line of the line. And Allah made the hit. Of the whole committee, first was the line of the committee. The last time. The mass of a boss me car in a one hold, you go boss me car. For mass of a boss of Tabo Mono, in a one hold, you go boss of Tabo Mono. Once is when the chicken knocked it, it broke it. I only broke later on, but he broke it. And then we've been as a child, it's regular. And the other one said, oh, we're going to break it. It's only broke the data. And then we're going to be very happy ending. So this topic of Rama is actually my favorite tonight. So the command, though, the Lloyd, last word in the line is Lloyd, first word in the line, now we're just about Lloyd, we did three. We're talking about it kicked up stones. It didn't kick me, it kicked up stones. I've got it, it's almost grab on it. This Mahlakis is actually the old Mahlakis some of us in our bomb and their emergency dead, some of us home. He didn't actually touch the key. We had the rice also before in the hell, like Sumpus. We had over here, the third line now. Prices, these thousands of prices, not all of them, but they might be. Prices were things that were learned in the Shiva's better than I. And there were lots of Shiva's. So you can have a price of one big price of a Vinay Vashi, all different prices. And they're compiled by Vinay Vashi, they might be better. But the price themselves were sent from Bovil and Nagor and all the different places in the world. Maybe that's not cash. So, my mate. That's why there's no fear for the Amarim to know every price. There are tons of them. And with different yeshivas, each one made up their price. It's not the right. Okay, that's the map. Tanugoyim, so we have to get these kids clean. Tanugoyim, they were pecking at the Kevod. Kevod Leah. Anyone remember this price from anyone? Previous Ahmed? Maybe it was the Mishnah. Yeah, it was the right that we started off with sugar. Remember, right. We brought that down to the sugar. I told you, keep it in back pocket. Now we have to take it out. Toshimat, and I'm going to show you what happened. They were pecking at the throat. There was the bucket tied to it. The nipsik of Kevel and the Kevel broke. The Nishpadli and the Zebro. The Kevel snapped and the Zebro. The Shami Nezik Shorim. They have to pay Nezik Shorim now. Why? Why should we down again after being a Shorim? Where did this knee break? Only halfway down the hill, by the bottom of the well. So why should they have to be in a Shorim? This should be Trias. You're taking at something, it snapped, the thing dropped, it broke after a few seconds, disconnected from the animal, should be Trias. And yet you've seen as a Shorim, what does that tell us? Rambo's right. You go, boss, me, car. Why drop a boss? Got rice, they're saying clearly that he's paying his exhala. Or at least we have a right to Rabbi. It's proving.
You are wrong. Yeah.
How can it be wrong?
Showing you're disconnected.
And he's paying his exhala. And you're not allowed to talk about that. Rabbi. It's proof for Rabbi. Rabbi said if you throw it out of the roof, it's considered already broken key. Yeah, agreed. So that's Shmamina, Bosmi Kozin, we have a Raid, Bosmi Kora, Shmamina, Bosmi Kozin, depending on who truly wants. It's Rashi, Finish badly, Kristonka Daito. The happening of the Gemara was that in day, Shahoyo had Tanagoil, Menaker Tachevin. Through the Tanagoil picking at the road, this Galgal had to be the Nishba. The glee rolled and broke. So we have a riot, possibly car. We have had a topic about it. There's a command, no. We thought, the initial thought was, because afterwards we're going to have changes. Yeah, the end of the sugar. The very end of the sugar, the command changed it. So it's saying, good point. The command is actually saying, the initial thought was that the delay broke after it snapped by rolling down the hill. And the mascara was pretty long.
How do we know this price is
well? Very good. Very good. The one's going to suggest that. So, pray the Gemara, turn the Gemara Kevin. So, not the Gemara, you know what? No riot. Turn the Gemara Kevin. The Nezik Shalim is for the Kevin. It pecked at the Kevin, it broke the Kevin. That wasn't disconnected. That was an act. It was an act of pecking on the Chevel. Not Rashi. Tugma Chevel. Last white line. Hardly Tony Nezik Shonim, that might see the Epiphany Nezik Shonim, not care about it, it's on the right. How much do you pay for the plea? Could be, I don't know. Could be. It's on the right, got myself. It
doesn't be that.
Meaning? Why did you say so? Because it's Nishvadli, right? Because it mentioned about the Dli breaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's going to ask that. So, the Gemara Chevel. Bring the Gemara. Before we get to Dovitz Gretzel. Gemara Chevel, Mishvadli. It's not normal for an animal to pick from the Chevel. And therefore, you shouldn't pay an exotic for the Chevel. Now that you tell me the shot is on the chevel, I don't understand why you're being a dikshonim. The chevel is not a normal thing to pick at the chevel. Yeah? Sure, you understand that? Now that you tell me, that the nidin is on the chevel, now I've got this question. Meaning the point that didn't have this question. If we would have thought it's referring to the dili, I wouldn't have this question. And now that you tell me you're referring to the chevel, I've got this question. All good? Now that you machalus to me that this chevel, you're paying for the chevel, I don't understand why should you pay for the shunah. But before that you told me that you're paying for the dili, then I understand why I'm paying as each other.
Why?
Yeah, that's a good question. Always was the shunah. Why not this question now? And that's how you read the Gemara. And that's the first place on the page. First place on the page after. Did I do it after finishing? Yeah, first place on the page after discussion. Now we've got discussion. You always had it. Why should you pay for this bucket? Mashona, how did it break? You picked in the room. So that's Mashona. But the Gemara doesn't ask you. The Gemara asks it now. I intuited, why should that be? The answer of the Gemara, the most delicious. The most delicious. We're talking about a case where it was covered in dirt. There wasn't mishum. The animal's very normal, picks of dirt. And therefore, the pain has a shaman for the road. Someone's in a bitch. Totally bitch. Pay the Gemara for a Nishbet Lig Tony. For a Nishbet Lig Tony. This is Reb David's question. It says Nishbet Lig. Don't tell me to talk about the road. It says Nishbet Lig. We're talking about the dream. Hello, Sumchusud, Amat Series, and Dixon Shalim. And Tanzo was on the other one, since I forgot already. Yeah, Sumchusud, Amat Series, and Dixon Shalim. This Braxa that said you pay in Dixon, of course, then Sumchusud. Sumchusud told him my series you pay in Dixon. So what did my next bucket that rolled down in hell, you pay in Dixon? Good talk today. That's what we did.
No,
why don't you just laugh? Also, the same giant. The rope snapped. The rope snapped. And then?
I released it.
Yeah, and then? The weather debris. The floor. So, according to Robert, it said, according to Robert, it had a suffering that made you say you mustn't have a mom. That should be serious. According to Robert,
push on him.
So, we're saying, that was the Gemara's Kasha. Right. You see, he made the pain of the child. What's the harm? It's simple.
I'm asking why. Why couldn't you just simply answer? It was hanging up and it fell. The globe and the bucket together. It's not similar.
I know.
It's supposed to be car. I'm falling down. I'm hanging.
If it's supposed to be car, then again, you have right to that. Well, and not like, oh, say that.
We want to have a bucket.
No, we want. We're trying. So we have a bit of a question on Robert. Robert had this topic. I did crisis one way clearly, like Robert. Answered, but Robert's still doing something because he's trying to be talking about the roof, not about the bucket.
I
was talking about the bucket. And he's sort of got a question or not. Robert's answering himself and saying, no, it's still not my question, because it's probably done it from a mother rabbi would say, very nice, Rabbi Bryce is supporting me. I wouldn't say it's on my son of us. Robert, who had this suffering, was saying, this Bryce is going to make something. Says Rashi, the most, Mishunahu, first narrow line, Mishunahu, Shinda Shen, Lechel, it's not the normal way for Shen to eat, it's Shein Rola. Why it's not normal to eat, Chatzinelli, we challenge to pay Chatzinelli. The most, when you say Shem, the Beckins were eaten, stuck in a dough, the most, also little, it's a loss of dirt. And also, that is focus. Oh, no, you know, Bermet, Bosa Tava Mona Zina, we go, we couldn't Tava Mona. But so you say, and it should be served, but. Simple as you. Nice simple. And that's why you have in the shop. Great thing tomorrow, like tomorrow. He's simple. He's simple. Aim is safe. The beginning of the line is aim is safe. Aim is safe. Needs to be man of shebe. If this lead, this bucket, after falling, it broke off. And what happened? A piece of this bucket broke off and damaged another. The novel like the act with Shibro. Then he pay a rishon shan medik shalim. And after Mishnah has to live, you don't understand it. Be sumpus, if you go like sumpus, me if they have to live, sumpus doesn't hold it. Sumpus doesn't hold it, serve it. So why should you pay not have to live? So in the bucket you pay not have to live, then the next thing you pay not have to live, sumpus doesn't hold it, serve it. If it doesn't hold it, serve it, both buckets should be not have to live. And yet, it says you make another movie, so it shows that you're going to have a bottle. And yet, on the first bucket, now must be paid. Well, if so, we see what must make our cash on our bottle. Right, sure. If Gemara says, the Bryce says, on the back of that fell, there's a charlie. The bucket, the clean that broke due to that bucket falling, can't in it. So, what do we see? Why can't in it? Why should we have a tourist? Now, if this price is going like some food, he doesn't hold up to it. So everything should be Nezik Shalom. And if we find the price is cut to Nezik, that's teaching to us it's not some food. It's Rabbon. If this price is going to Rabbon, then also the first bucket must be going like Rabbon. And how much do you pay? Four, right? Three must be four, right? Catch one until you get that. Yeah? Maybe I'll suggest, so keep saying that. Maybe I'll suggest, Shani in the Sumpus be Nezik Koychoi the Koyach Koy. Maybe Sumpus differentiate between Koychoi, which means that you kick it and it rolled and broke, the Koyach Koychoi, the next stage. Koychoi means I kicked it, that's my Koyach. Why did it break? That's my Koyach. Why did the next key break? Because my Koyach generated another Koyach. I knocked down the key, that key broke, which had enough velocity to break another key. Koyach Koyach. Maybe some of us have said you've been here to Sholi Ketorias in only by Koyach Koyach. But by the second generation, the Koyach Koyach Koyach, the thing generated by his original Koyach, the Koyach Koyach Koyach, maybe some of us must be paid for Tinezi. And then we've done the standard writer. The writer did you pay in the Sholi on the first three, why? No, because it's Koyachoy, and you're like Sumpus. Sumpus also kind of magic shot in. And on the second video, kind of fascinating wine, Koyachoy and Sumpus also kind of fascinating. And if that's true, then you don't have any cash on Robo. Because Robo is getting a bomb. Robo has a song with you, there must be Robo to come on. I don't know. They have Sumpus and really agree. The mother is Koyachoy, you're paying as a shot in. Koyachoy, you're paying as a shot in. Koyachoy, you're paying as a shot in. Says the Gemara, you can't say that. Why? And the heart of the Ashi, Ashi has a topic about it. Ashi has a topic on this point. When you say Kirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirkirk It's not going to be all right, but it's crazy. It's even made something of it. So it can't be that we're holding in sulfurs and one of them you've been at each other, the other one you have to cut together, because the Rashi was unsure about it. Why didn't you bring it right in his back? It's not going to Tzumus, because if it was, it's for the rest of the Bora right in this price. See, they weren't going to Tzumus. If it wasn't going to Tzumus, then they have all Keshman again. You'd be Nezik Shalom on the first three, you'd have to Nezik on the second one. Why had to Nezik on the second one? Tzumus. So why Nezik Shalom on the first one? Not Tzumus. Why? I just don't mean you to happen afterwards. That's B. Also, they go as the Fakshah on Rabba. Omar Gavivu. Elalav Abonon. Ishmael or Bosom, because they don't receive the door. Homo, baby, 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 no. You know, Shanti, we are now retracting by our hubble. We thought that the key was falling because some could date the people that he was rolling and breaking. No, because also, we know he was pegging at the bucket at the road, and as he was pegging at it, walking along the panda of the road. So that's not serious. That's called Nezik Shalim. That's called graveyard. So of course you pay Nezik Shalim on the right, he's pegging at the road. As he's walking along, the Zee goes with him, pops along the way, and breaks. That is called graveyard. Of course you pay Nezik Shalim. There's your Ashi. Oh, my Ashi, the boy of Ashi. Yes. Oh, my baby, bye bye. Says the Rebbe Abaye, the Ka'ozim Minei Minei. The Dli was walking together with the chicken. Meaning, the Dli broke as he was walking. Because he was going
Minei with the rope attached to it.
The chicken was pecking at the rope. As it was pecking, it was moving along. No, the chicken was pecking at the rope, pulling this rope along. Yeah, and as he was doing it, the bucket was crumbling on with it, and eventually died, broke, right? So who broke that lead? The chicken. It wasn't disconnected, it was the chicken doing it as it was walking. That's like, Shif Shala, Mafu Shala, Omer Zamafu, Kriyan, growing, it's walking along, connected to it.
Like a crown.
Yeah,
sitting
there. Like a whole. Says Rashi.
So it's attached to, so the rope is attached to the chicken?
No, he's pecking it and pulling it along.
Well, yes, it's pecking, like it's pecking.
What chickens do? Right. Says Rashi. Ellis. No, P. Koya and Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff was soon to make the chilek between Kirchhoff and Kirchhoff. Fleesh and his galgo, the tree that rolled down on the Kirch. And the other one that broke because of it, it's really only Amakur. That's considered second curve. Can't be the boy of Ashi become a rich man. The last year, the shame about it. The one who's been right for this price. Answer the command, the cause of leaving, naming the time, together with the time. Loy Nishba, the Gilgo, it didn't break through being rolled down the Mokim Ahmed. And a move doich would call Shaw. The chicken was pushing it the whole time from his chest, Shavira, and I. Also, as it was being broken, he was pushing it. So that's Mamish Regal, and therefore, of course, it. And that's also good. Maskama said, I don't know, Ryan, whether. Do we have a Ryan? Maskama said, tomorrow. Do we say, Bosni Kro, Bosni Tabamone, the Maskama said, Tugia? We know Rabba holds. They know what there's no to okay. What? Why is
it being better than this? Right. Why? You say, why did he nip like a rebel? Well, it is. And then it took him away and snatched the wall. He thought it was
nice. That's a very good argument. And there was no even on it. He's got very good eye. If it broke as it was walking, it's not relevant what happened to the tether. The tether snapped it. Just say the clean broke. He was pecking at the start off from his right to the second
arm.
According to Ashi, this story was that the walking on it broke it. To bring the bucket. What's the 1.5 minute if the treble snapped? He also must admit, I didn't, I will know you the man to find out. Right, right, man. I didn't know the answer. I don't know answer that. Absolutely. Now,
Mara assumed that it's shame by say with the so why doesn't he just say it's regular?
It would be just regular picking at it, pecking at it. So he said that's for sure. It's not a normal thing to do. You know, like so to such an extent to break the rule. Right? I think in fact like my spec, you know, to yeah, they didn't. I'm talking about Hebel. It did it to an extent to break their rule. There had to be there's something there making them do it. That's why I should. Oh, so we have to the top teams, but I have to answer the answer. But we have to see the top teams. And then I want you to look in two places in the room. Do you know where they're in? So we need to get to our local mindset. What do we pass in about? Do we say possibly no? Do we say not? What's the what is going on? Can't leave this open. Rather than the suburb. I'm not going to say, what are you going to do then? So the rib is the one that's going to tell us how often. So if you look at the, I'll tell you where to look. You have to look on the Zion or the other in the rib. And you probably don't have it. Do you? Maybe go to further, go right to the end. Many more pages. That many pages, fine. You don't have it. You have to get him more that's very thick. So that. It says at the top of the book here is the rib is in the book here is around the loop, okay? So now in the old print, it's the design of the other. You've got it, that's where you are.
I know, but it's not happening.
Ah, okay, you're not in the fancy grammar.
It's
all from
the book here, so it's in the book.
Okay, so the design of now in the old prints, and these new fancy prints, they have yet to look for here the design of the other. And I hit this one, the design of the other. Okay. And yours,
here's a number that's.
How do I know it's going to be over here? Right. It just looks really fine when he talks about it. So the rib is the one that's going to tell us how to come the Russian face of the rib. So let's learn, I'm not going to learn anything. I want you to learn. Learn the two lines of this rib. Tanagurim, Shemakat, and the Pevel, the rib, and Issa Pevel. See how the rib learns the Sugya and tell me what you think Maskola of the rib is. Is it possibly car or? Then it's one rib you have to learn. And then you have to learn another rib. The other rib is at the end of the period where Rabbi says to Zalachan. Rabbi says to Zalachan, that throwing a knee out from the roof was said at the end of the period. So there you have to go to the end of the period. In my Gemara, it's used Aleph on the base. So on your fancy ones, look for you, the Aleph on the base, it's small little writing between the rib and the location of Rabbi. Found it? It's out of the base. And look there, how we pass in the bar rabble. Vahma rabble. Look there, how we pass in the bar rabble. He brings down the case. Look at the paskins. And then we will learn together an old comment around Bum. There are Bum that was a reasonably hard region to learn. We'll learn it together. I'll print it up and we'll learn it together. He's got a different take on the whole sugya, but based on his rib. Okay, so we've learned with two chazan, actually, then tomorrow. Two chazan, clear, Rashi, tomorrow, Rashi, Tosin, you know, clear in the sugya, Rashi's holding him, sugya, and Tosin. And look at this rib, the two ribs. It should make you be thinking. Yeah, not tomorrow.
No.
What's all of that? Ready, imagine. Father, you want to ask Satan, you've got time. You have till 12 o'clock today, and you don't have time to do it with all of my Satan. And then commit and look at the three directions that you long to look at. Then, once you look at the rift, for the rest of the day, think about these two lines of the rift. And by tomorrow morning, 9:30, you should have a bulky headache and want to know what is going on. A bulky headache. It should be bothering you. Okay, so we have to learn two riffs we have to learn. They're not very long, two riffs, and then for the rest of the day, possibly just be thinking about those two riffs and see if they are. Okay, that's the idea behind today's homework. Right, and yet, tomorrow we hope to finish the sugya, then hope to start proper chazara. The next week, coming up to Rosh Hashanah, have a proper chazara learning at the beginning of the day. So where we got. Have a very good day, everyone. Yeah.